Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our special question and answer series, I was talking about the spiritual body. Let's continue with that thought today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Again, as we answer this listener's question, we've got to understand, sown a natural body, risen a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first Adam became a living soul, but the last Adam, who is the last Adam? That's Jesus Christ, was made a quickening, that is a life-giving spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, the creation of Adam and Eve. But afterwards, that is which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And such as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Again, he's going back and forth. He's still distinguishing about the earthly body and the heavenly body. But they are bodies, and they are different. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now remember, Christ was risen, and he has that body now. Now even at that, his glory was covered to what it is, because no man could see him and live if he did not have it covered with that body that he resurrected in, and yet has the scars that he received from the cross. And so he says, as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now, verse 50, after going through all of that, this is where they have come up with this, about the body in heaven does not have blood. It says there here in 1 Corinthians 15:50, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. And I think this is where the mistake is made, just saying the heavenly body has no blood. Why? Because you say, so you're saying that this heavenly body won't even have skin, won't have, oh yes, it'll have flesh, it'll have flesh. Well, that's not what he says. If you're going to be consistent, you got to say, if it doesn't have blood, it doesn't have flesh. But what you must understand, that if we're going to have a body fashioned likened to Christ's glorious body, it will have flesh. Now remember, Jesus, when he rose from the dead, he met the disciples at the seashore. And what did he do with them? He had fish, and he ate fish with them. Now his body was able to eat, and evidently digest. In heaven, we'll eat of the tree of life, fruit of the tree for the healing of the nations and things like that. So you see that. There's got to be a way for that. Maybe he still has blood designed that way. You see, what we have to understand is that a corruptible blood and a corrupted flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. That will be the reason for verse 51, because right now, people reading this back in that day would say, oh no, my flesh, my blood is already corrupted. I mean, goodness gracious, if the life is in the blood and that life has flowed throughout my body, my flesh is corrupted, my blood is corrupted. And that corruption doesn't inherit incorruption. So verse 51, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. That is, those still alive on the face of the earth when the rapture takes place that are saved, and those who died in Christ. He says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Just instant change. At the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Now that's where we're looking at. This flesh, which is sown in corruption, is raised incorruptible. Why? Because it's changed. The Lord changes it. He fashions it like unto his glorious body. So verse 53 says, for this corruptible must put on incorruption. We will put on sinlessness. And this mortal must put on immortality. This mortal can die at any moment. Immortal body will never, never, never die. Let me just insert here now as I'm answering this question to this listener. Yes, it's true. This body dies now. One of the great things God did for us that Satan probably didn't realize at the moment. The Lord said, in the day ye eat thereof, ye shall surely die, to Adam and Eve. Well, we happen to know that Adam lived over 900 years past that. So how did he surely die in that day? Well, the word death means separation. He was separated from God that very moment. You and I were born separated from God and needing a Savior. Through our blood, through our flesh, we inherited a sin nature. So, because of that, we were corruptible. So this corruptible, verse 53, must put on incorruption. The body's changed. We don't change it. He does. And this mortal puts on immortality. This body that he gives will live forever. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? See, that sting of death, oh my goodness, it got man separated from God in eternity in a place that was prepared for the Satan and his angels. Oh my goodness, it torments them. Satan and his angels don't torment in hell. They're going to be tormented. That's why we read in Revelation chapter 14, 10 and 11 that the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ, and his angels are really doing some of the tormenting of hell. And there's fire and there's brimstone. And the smoke of their torment will ascend up forever and ever. But, so coming back, the scroll puts on incorruption, this mortal shall have put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. It's destroyed for the believer. Now, we've been raised. The body likened to his, never have to go through anything like that. Oh, death, where's thy sting? Oh, grave, where's thy victory? You couldn't hold him down. What is that sting? The sting of death is sin. We're born sinners. And that guaranteed separation from God forever unless we have a Savior. And Jesus became that Savior. For only he was the perfect one. He had to become a human to be a perfect sacrifice. So the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. People think that Jesus Christ came to do away with the law, and that is so far away from the truth. He did not come to do away with the law. He came to fulfill it. So, listener, because he came to fulfill it, if a person decides that they're going to try to make heaven on their own, they can't. Jesus did that for them. So because of that, we see there that, okay, Jesus raises from the dead. That is wonderful. I mean, that is great. He raises from the dead here. We just read that. We saw about the strength of sin is the law. The law laid out what sin is against an all-holy God, and all of us come short of the glory of God. That's why it says we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. But verse 57 says, but thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, you will be accepted in heaven if you're saved, not on your merit, but on the merits of Jesus Christ. We are accepted in the beloved. Verse 58, he says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, it'll seem like it's vain. It seems like nothing's happening. I imagine Moses felt that way. And I imagine there are other times that even more so that Noah felt that way when his preaching only saw his family saved and multitudes that did not get saved that would die in the flood. Now, there may have been some saved before that that died before the flood came. But, oh, my goodness, all those that did die. And it may have seemed as if it was ineffective. But it will be highly rewarded. He's already in Faith's Hall of Fame there in the book of Hebrews. So, because of that, you know God's will for your life. You know what he'd have you to do. You know there are certain things that's commanded that we should do, whether we say, well, I don't know if I've been called to that. No, it's in the Bible that we're commanded to do. You do it. For example, he said to love one another as I have loved you, not just as yourself, as Christ loves you, which is even greater than you love yourself. He said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the matter of some is. So be faithful in God's house, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Be where they preach the word and the music is holy and acceptable unto God. And see how you can serve him in that local ministry. So again, your labor is not in vain in the Lord because you obey those things he tells you to do. You're faithful to God's house. You witness. You tithe. You offer. Offering is that above a tithe. You do those things as you are led by the Lord, a holy God, and you do it in holiness. Okay, so your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So looking again at this, it says that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. God simply requires a change from the physical and spiritual, from the temporal to the eternal. Physical death is an intrusion into the perfect order of the original creation. And so when Christ restores all things, it goes back to the intent with Satan and his cohorts removed out of the way.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.